Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Rock Island may help a private company renovate two public housing complexes. Last night, aldermen discussed creating separate tax increment financing districts for Century Woods and Heather Ridge. Community and Economic Development Director Chandler Poole says Millennia Housing, based in Cleveland, Ohio, has been managing the two, and it's proposing to spend $12 million on each to become the new owner and fix up every apartment.
Basically taking some tired buildings and making them up to code and renovating them so people who live in these facilities have good quality housing.
At Heather Ridge in southwest Rock Island, most buildings are 45 years old or older. While at Century Woods, he says, along the Centennial Expressway, the buildings are more than 75 years old. Poole says Millennia would use the TIF districts to help pay for a complete renovation, meaning new carpet, kitchens, appliances, exteriors, and new landscaping. Well, a judge says the remains of famous Catholic Archbishop Fulton Sheen can be moved to Illinois from New York nearly 40 years after his death. Joan Sheen Cunningham believes moving her uncle's remains to Peoria will improve his cause for sainthood. New York Judge Arlene Bluth calls it a laudable purpose, and in a decision last Friday, she says there's no evidence that Sheen, a native of Illinois, would have considered his final resting place more important than a chance to become a saint. Sheen's remains are at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan. The New York Archdiocese has been opposed to moving them. But Peoria Bishop Daniel Jenke has pledged to work for Sheen's sainthood. Sheen was known for his revolutionary radio and TV preaching in the 1950s and 60s. Well, the new head of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs says he wants to make it easier for veterans to receive the care and services they've earned. Public Radio's Jason Parrott has more.
Governor Bruce Rauner announced his appointment of Brigadier General Stephen Curta while at the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. Curta recently retired from active duty, and he says because of that, he's learning how difficult it is for a veteran to sign up for the benefits awaiting them.
I'm taking a lot of notes on things that we can do better to support our veterans, and they shouldn't have to go through 5-6 different offices just to get your disability ratings. I mean, that's just unheard of. So little things like that.
Curta says he's too new to the job to comment on the plans to build a new residence and new water lines at the Veterans Home in Quincy. The facility has been plagued by multiple outbreaks of Legionnaires' disease in recent years, resulting in the deaths of 13 residents. Former VA Director Erica Jeffries resigned several weeks ago to take a job in the private sector. I'm Jason Parrott.
Authorities say minor to moderate flooding along the Cedar River in northeast Iowa could worsen if scattered thunderstorms in the forecast bring heavy rainfall. The National Weather Service says the Cedar River at Cedar Falls is already more than 3 feet over flood stage on Monday and wasn't expected back below it until Thursday morning. The flooding forced the closure of the George Wythe Memorial State Park in northwest Waterloo, and street flooding has been reported. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.